Flo? Flo, are you there?
What the hell happened?
I don't know. The connection went dead for a few seconds.
I have a situation here. She's gone.
You let her escape.
It happened so fast, I didn't know what to do.
Where'd she go?
The bathroom.
Copy that. What did she say when she left?
I don't know. As soon as I started talking about intestinal parasites, boom, gone.
I don't get it. That should have worked. It's right here in the book. Chapter 3, share your interests.
Chapter 3? You're in my earpiece here whispering date strategy to me out of a book?
It's got references, good journals, and everything.
Oh. Well, that's okay, I guess.
Okay. Emergency action here. When she gets back, go straight to Chapter 7. Talk about her eyes.
Hero, what I know about eyes is dissecting them.
Well, okay. It just says eyes here.
I was better off with the liver flukes. This is a disaster. Nothing's going... Hold on, Hero.
Yes?
Your lady friend asked to deliver this to you. She was unavoidably called away. And the check, sir.
Oh, man. Town in flames.
Just the check will be fine.
Hey, buddy. Sorry about that. Better luck next time, my friend.
Beer.
I got a cold one waiting for you. Pull up a couch and start drinking.
A book, Hiroyuki?
With references. Look, it's only one date. Who knows, in a year or two...
Actually, I've got this other thing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you have another date.
Sorta.
A blind date.
Mostly.
Aha, an arranged date. Set up by your mother back on Coral. Word of advice?
No, thanks.
Choose a cheaper restaurant.
Yeah.
Did her parents have to pay to get her set up with a handsome medical resident?
Yes. 4 goats. Or maybe 3.
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking, you moron.
What's her name?
Sophia. Sophia Basaran.
Someone who needs her dates arranged from 42 light years away. I'm sure she's got a great personality.
Look at the picture.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You are so out of your league.
I'm so sorry. I mean, you seem like a nice guy and all.
It's okay.
No, it's really not fair. And this place is so nice.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like it.
It's just that I can't tell my mother about Aiden. She freak. Aiden's, you know, very...
Earth.
He has a ponytail. He's blonde.
He sounds great.
Yeah, he helps people get through Earth immigration, you know, visas and whatever. He got my brother here. Some of what he does is kind of gray market, you know. I mean, really, it's black market.
But that's not the problem.
No.
It's not so bad he's...
Colorful?
A hoodlum, just that he's not...
One of our hoodlums.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mama would say she understood, but...
Then you'd pay.
Yeah, then the next day, she would just lie in bed, unable to face the day. Not that it would be my fault.
Mine does housework. Face like a closed book, big jobs involving much lifting, doesn't need help.
The whole house stops breathing.
Coral. Maybe it's just a hard place to be a mother.
I'm never going back. And then when Aiden finally did show up, he still had Metatape on his ankle, and I felt like a total bitch.
Well, how could you know? 4 hours late on your birthday?
Exactly. But there he'd been in the emergency room.
Or stopping by the pharmacy on the way back from his girlfriend's house to buy a roll of tape.
Are you trying to start trouble here?
Not at all. Tell me more about the old Metatape trick.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
I was dating this girl once. I got real paranoid about what she was doing. So I started... Well, this is going to sound crazy, but I started ghosting her. You know, on the chatternet.
You mean like spying on her? I thought chatter lines were encrypted. No one could listen in on me, could they?
Not at all.
You could.
Of course not.
You could, couldn't you?
Maybe a little.
Show me.
Okay. Well, if some bad person couldn't live without the sound of your voice... He'd probably start by doing a reverse lookup on your chatter sig.
Is this what you always do to impress girls?
You see why my mother makes all my dates. Okay, well, that's good. You've got some encryption. Okay, it's not completely pathetic. Okay, I'm in. Say something.
What do you mean, say something? Oh my god, that's my voice. That's me. What are you doing?
I'm ghosting you.
You can't do that.
You're probably right.
Oh, my God. Wait. Can you do that with anyone?
You want me to spy on your boyfriend?
You must think I'm such a creep.
I do. Well, of course, when I did it to my girlfriend, it was okay.
Like the dog said, not to me, but another dog that looks just like me.
Yeah, it's just that I mean, there was this one time when he, you know, I mean, they were drunk and it didn't mean anything. It was just body knocking.
And that made you feel better?
Well, he promised me never, ever again, but there's... I just have this feeling.
I know.
You know, all of a sudden he started bringing me these gifts. Aiden can be really generous, but it just feels...
guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have 3 new messages and 7 old messages. First unplayed message.
Kamal, thanks for the, what would you call it, the Aiden stuff. I guess I didn't realize there would be 30 hours worth. But I'll try the search thingy you sent with it. Thanks a lot. I owe you big time.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hi, Kamal, could you call me when you get this? I managed to dump all the sleeping time, but I was wondering... Oh, wait, here it is. I can search for women's voices. That's very clever. Never mind.
Message deleted. Next message.
Can you ghost someone for me? I mean, I have a name. Her name is Celine Jefferson. Call me back. I'm sorry. Anyway, just call me back. I really need your help.
Message saved.
I want to do something really brutal to the bastard.
Well, I don't, I mean...
Not hurt him, just completely humiliating him would do. In front of the girl. Where is he?
Atlanta.
That bastard said he was going to be in Buffalo, New York. Can I talk to him?
Not directly, he's offline.
You lost him?
No, I've still got him. I just had to be sneaky. His room is live, right? So even though his chatter's off, I'm tracking him through things like the thermostat monitors.
That's spooky.
I've got the girl. She's waiting for him in the bar. Wait. It's a restaurant. Whoa, look at this menu. There's tuna on the menu.
Is she pretty?
No, not really. Like a 6 or maybe a 5.
You're a rotten liar.
Okay, wait. Your boyfriend just passed the electric guy at the restaurant door.
He's there. Can I talk to him?
I can let you talk to her, or him, or both of them. If you want, I can make your voice sound like it's right between them.
Do it.
Okay. You are live anytime you want to be.
Celine! Hi. You don't know me, but Aiden does. Hi, Aiden. Sorry to interrupt your business meeting in Buffalo. I just wanted to tell you your doctor called and said if you wear loose pants and keep using the cream he gave you, the sores will clear up in a couple of weeks.